You're not done. You're still blooming. You're not done. You're still blooming. How often you bloom, how boldly you bloom, how long you stay in bloom, it all depends on light. How bright you radiate, how often you dim, what makes you glow, what makes you shrink. And here's the part I love. We all have seasons. Seasons of full bloom, seasons of sparse petals, seasons where we're lucky to bud. None of it means you're behind. None of it means you've missed your moment. It means you are alive. A blooming woman is willing to be childlike again. There's a kind of innocence we don't talk about much. Not naive, not unaware, but open. Yesterday, I stepped into the world with no expectations, no need to protect, perform, or prove. Just a quiet intention. I want to love. And what struck me later was this. Children don't overthink how they show up. They follow what feels interesting. They move toward what feels alive. Somewhere along the way, we replace that curiosity with caution, that openness with assessment, that joy with protection. But blooming doesn't happen in guarded soil. It happens when we loosen our grip, when we become willing to be surprised again, when we let life meet us without deciding what it will be. You are not done. And part of your blooming may simply be remembering how to be a little more childlike again. Blooming isn't something you force. It's something you allow. Every bloom has its unique beauty. Some women are wild flower gardens. They bloom easily. They love being in the light. They move forward brightly and openly. Others are more hardy roses. Too much light can burn them. But they endure storms. They withstand winter. They don't collapse in the cold. Some are orchids, sensitive, precise. They need the right balance of light and temperature to thrive. There's nothing wrong with this kind of beauty. It simply requires care. And some women bloom under the moon, quiet, unexpected, opening gently in spaces others might overlook. You don't need to decide which flower you are. You only need to begin noticing. When do I feel in bloom? When do I feel dim? What kind of light helps me open? What kind of light overwhelms me? Because light is always available, even in heartbreak. You can be crying, devastated, and something funny happens and you laugh. And for a second, you feel guilty, like you've betrayed your grief, but you didn't. That laugh was a gift. A reminder that joy is still accessible. That even in sorrow, something inside you is still alive. You'll return to grief, I promise. But you are allowed to receive the light when it appears. You are not done. You are not dried up. You are not past your blooming years. You are managing light. And when you learn how to tend your own garden, not someone else's expectations, you bloom in ways you didn't know were possible. And remember, you are so loved.